नष्ट प्रायशु अभद्रेशु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद्भागवतम सेवेंथ कैंटो Chapter 1, text 48. This is also the last verse of this chapter. Shri Yudhishthi Rubacha Viddesho Daite Putre Katham Asim Mahatmani Bruhi,
Bruhi,
Me,
Me,
Bhagavan,
Bhagavan,
Yena,
Yena,
Prarhadasya,
Prarhadasya,
Achyutatmata,
Achyutatmata.
Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha,
Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Asim Mahatmani,
Bruhi
Me Bhagavan Yena,
Bruhi Me Bhagavan Yena,
Prarhadasya Achyutatmata,
Prarhadasya Achyutatmata,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Katham Asim Mahatmani,
Katham Asim Mahatmani,
Bruhi Me Bhagavan Yena,
Bruhi Me Bhagavan Yena,
Prahladasya Achyutatmata,
Prahladasya Achyutatmata,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Viddesho Daite Putre,
Katham Asim Mahatmani,
Katham Asim Mahatmani,
Bruhi Me Bhagavan Yena,
Bruhi Me Bhagavan Yena,
Prahladasya Achyutatmata,
Prahladasya Achyutatmata.
Shri Yudhishthira Uvacha. Maharaj Yudhishthir say,
Maharaj Yudhishthir say,
Viddeshaha,
hatred.
Daite,
Daite,
for his own beloved,
for his own beloved,
Putre,
Putre,
son,
son,
Katham,
Katham,
how,
Asit,
Asit, there was, Mahatmani,
Mahatmani,
the great soul Prahlad,
the great soul Prahlad,
Bruhi,
Bruhi,
please tell,
me,
unto me,
Bhagavan,
O exalted sage,
Yena,
by which,
Prahladasya,
of Prahlad Maharaj,
Achyuta,
to Achyuta,
Atmata,
great attachment. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired, O my Lord Narad Muni, why was there such enmity between Hiranyakashipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj? How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of Lord Krishna? Kindly explain this to me. Please repeat after me. Maharaj Yudhishthir inquired,
O my Lord,
Narad Muni,
why was there such enmity
between Hiranyakashipu and his beloved son Prahlad Maharaj? How did Prahlad Maharaj become such a great devotee of Lord Krishna? Kindly explain this to me.
Kindly explain this to me.
Purport by Srila Prabhupada. All the devotees of Lord Krishna are called Achyutatma because they follow in the footsteps of Prahlad Maharaj. Achyuta refers to the infallible Lord Vishnu, whose heart is always infallible. Because the devotees are attached to the infallible, they are called Achyutatma. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the seventh canto, first chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam entitled The Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. So this chapter begins with the question that how the Lord can be considered to be partial. If I read the first translation of the first verse. King Parikshit inquired, "My dear Brahman, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vishnu, being everyone's well-wisher, is equal and extremely dear to everyone. How then did he become partial like a common man for the sake of Indra and thus killed Indra's enemies? How can such a person, equal to everyone, be partial to some and inimical towards others?" So, in this chapter, Narad Muni is answering. I'm sorry, Shukadeva Goswami is answering this question of Parikshit Maharaj. That previous to that, the question actually came that the description was there how Indra was being protected by the Lord and Vritrasura's episode. So now it is being explained that actually the Lord is not partial. He is always equal to everyone. But it is their own deeds due to which some become attached to the Lord and some become inimical. And then the Lord comes to create the proper situation. As we have seen in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna mentioned why he comes. Paritrana sadhana vinashaya chakusata. Dharma sangsthapana, to maintain the law and order. It seems that the Lord is partial to the demigods. Actually, the demigods are the appointed agents of the Supreme Person to maintain, to act on his behalf, to take care of the affairs of this universe. And the demons create disturbance in that arrangement. The demons are Shuradvisham. The demons are Dvisha, Dveshi of the Suras. The demons are inimical towards the demigods. And like a classic example actually was Boli Maharaj. Boli Maharaj became blessed by Brahma. Boli Maharaj wanted to become immortal. And so performed great austerity, like his great-grandfather, Hiranyakashipu. And as a result of that, Brahma came. And Brahma asked, so what do you want? Boli Maharaj said, please make me immortal. Brahma said, I can't keep that word because I myself am not. So Boli Maharaj said that, how come you are not immortal? How come you are not immortal? You are the creator. So then Brahma said, no, actually I live for a long, long time. Four yugas make a deeper yuga, and thousands of deeper yugas make a day of mine. And in that calculation, I live for 100 years. So, can somebody come in? Like, make some room. Make some room. Hardly anyone came in. Aur hai koi bahar? So then Boli Maharaj said, okay. Then give me the lifespan as your own life. So I said, okay, that I can give you. And he also had some other bones. He won't be killed by any weapon, so forth. Became very powerful. And he attacked the demigods, the heavenly planet. He wanted to take over the heavenly. His justification was that we are coming from the same father, so we should have the equal right. Why should you, Indra, enjoy the heavenly planet and not us? Because they have the same father, Kashyapa, two different mothers. Daityas came from Diti and demigods came from Aditi. Daityas and Adityas. And he was so powerful that when Indra refused to give half of the heaven, the kingdom, to him, he said, come, let's fight. And seven times he attacked. And he was, demigods were in a very, very distressful condition. And as we know, the Lord then appeared as Vamandev. Why did he appear? Because it was his arrangement that the demigods would have that situation. And why they are in that situation? In the apparently better situation, because they're obedient to him. Whereas the demons, daityas, do not want to. Of course, eventually we saw what a great devotee Bali Maharaj was. Bali Maharaj became a great devotee of the Supreme Lord eventually. And the Lord actually placed him that, yes, I will. You will become my devotee. Because you have surrendered yourself. And Bali Maharaj also displayed attachment to the Supreme Personality of God. When his guru Shukracharya told him that don't grant this request that he's asking. Three steps of land. Brahmanas are by nature great. So this Brahman is asking this for three steps of land. And Shukracharya could also see that he was Vishnu himself. And he knew that he has come to deceive Bali Maharaj. They told him not to grant that. But Bali Maharaj's response was, if the Supreme Personality of Godhead come to ask something from me, I consider that to be my great good fortune, and for his sake I am prepared to give up everything. What to speak of three steps of land or whatever he is asking. Even if he has come to deceive me in the pretext of taking three steps of land. So that is the wonderful character of Bali Maharaj. But at the same time, he created a disturbance. Like the disturbance was that the demigods are appointed agents of Krishna to take care of the different affairs of this universe. Like in a company, we see there are different departments and their departmental charge in charge. That arrangement has been made by the head of the company. So, if there is any disturbance in that arrangement, then who will rectify that? Obviously, the head of the company. So, in the universal affair, when there is such disturbance, then Krishna comes to rectify that situation. And in order to rectify the situation, it seems that he is siding with the demigods and opposed to the demons. But in reality, that is not the case. Like, he is simply making the adjustments of the universal affair. In this way, Narada Muni pointed out that Krishna is always impartial. Supreme Personality of Godhead is never partial or biased towards him. But at the same time, he has his attachment to his devotees because the devotees are attached to him. And that's what Prabhupada is pointing out in this verse, in the purport of this verse. They are called Achyutatma. Achyuta is their Atma. Achyuta is Krishna, is the heart, life and soul of the devotees. Therefore, they are Achyuta. Prahlad Maharaj is constantly thinking of Krishna. And Prabhupada pointed out that all the devotees are like Prahlad Maharaj, always thinking of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that is a living entity's constitutional position. Living entities being a part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, they are always attached to the Lord. When they are properly situated. But the abnormal situation is when they don't think about the Lord. When their consciousness, instead of being projected towards Krishna, projected externally. Bohirmukh. Krishna bohirmukh huya bhogavanchakam. When they turn their face away from Krishna, then what happens? Nikatastha Maya Tare Japotiyata. Maya, which is close by, grabs him. And the living entity then becomes attracted to Maya, becomes influenced by Maya. Maya means trying to enjoy independently, trying to enjoy without Krishna. Desire to enjoy is a natural inclination of a living entity. Because the living entity, Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. Krishna is enjoyer. And the living entities, being Krishna's parts and parcels, they also have the same tendency. Krishna's nature is Satchidananda. Krishna's nature is eternal, ever existing. Krishna is ever existing. Therefore, living entities also want to be ever existing, don't want to die. Krishna is chief source of consciousness, conscious. So living entities also want to be conscious. And Krishna is Anandamaya, so living entities also want to be Anandamaya. Living, because Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, living entities also want to be enjoyer. But the problem is, a living entity's enjoyment is connected to Krishna's enjoyment. When a living entity is connected to Krishna, then he is also Satchidananda. He is also eternal, full of knowledge, full of joy. But when a living entity turns away from Krishna and forgets his identity, spiritual identity, and begins to identify with this body made of matter, then he wants to make this body eternal, this body full of consciousness, and the body, through this body he wants to enjoy. In simple words, that is Maya. Maya is trying to make this body Satchidananda. That is what Maya is. We are Satchidananda, no doubt about it. But which aspect? The body aspect or the soul aspect? The soul is Satchidananda. But trying to make this body Satchidananda, especially trying to enjoy through this body, never works. On the other hand, the more one tries to enjoy through the body, more he ends up suffering. And suffering is the natural situation. Through this body we don't enjoy, through this body we suffer. I have been experiencing it for the last few days. When you're healthy, then you forget what suffering is. But when there is pain, yes. That is the constitutional position of the living entity, trying to enjoy through this body. So these are the two ways our consciousness can be projected. Our consciousness can either be projected towards matter through the body. That is the abnormal situation. Consciousness being projected externally. Consciousness is projected through the body, through the mind. So the mind consciousness is projecting through the mind, through the senses, through the objects of the senses. And the natural tendency is we want to enjoy them. Enjoy through the senses, the objects of the senses. That's why, that's what Prabhupada termed this tendency as sense gratification. Sense gratification. Indriya sukha. But senses are not the means to enjoy. Therefore, the real situation is consciousness should be projected on the back to Krishna. So from this expression only we can see, like the terms that Srila Prabhupada used, makes things very, very clear. Krishna consciousness, what does it mean? Krishna consciousness. With our consciousness, we should think of Krishna. Our consciousness should be projected or connected to Krishna. Sense gratification. Senses are trying to be gratified. Senses have a tendency and they are trying to be gratified. Eyes, ears, nose, tongue, and touch. So many ways we are just trying to enjoy. Tongue wants to eat. Tongue wants to gossip. Skin wants to touch. By touch, the skin wants to enjoy. Sex desire. In this way, the senses are trying to enjoy. But does it work? No. They try to enjoy, but end up suffering. But they can be engaged in the proper way, in Krishna consciousness. Just being engaged in service of Krishna. When that happens, then one becomes satisfied. So this is a very, very scientific process. Krishna himself gave the process, and this is a natural way to go. He is there, and we have an eternal relationship with him, the devil of that relationship. Love him. But the problem is Maya is bewildering us. When we want to become Krishna conscious, Maya is tempting us in so many ways. Therefore, the consideration is always remember Krishna and never forget him. Because forgetfulness of Krishna means Maya. Just a moment's forgetfulness, momentary forgetfulness of Krishna will become affected by Maya. And the senses, what do we do with the senses? Engage in service of Krishna. Rishikena, Rishikesha, Shevanam, Bhakti. When the senses are engaged in serving Krishna, Sevanam, Rishikena, by the senses, Rishikesha, to the Lord of the senses, Sevanam. When by the senses we become engaged in serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the Lord of the senses, Rishikesha, and that is called bhakti. And bhakti means through devotion we become connected to Krishna. Through devotion we can even understand Krishna. Without devotion we cannot possibly understand Krishna. Krishna himself is saying, bhaktiya mam abhijana. Bhaktiya means by bhakti. Bhaktiya mam abhijanati. One gets to know me through by means of devotion. So that's the only way to know him. And without know him, there is no consideration, no question of developing a loving relationship. On the other hand, the more we get to know him, the more we become attracted to him. Because more we get to know him, more we become aware how attractive he is. And therefore we naturally become attracted to him. And attraction is the basis of love. It is due to attraction that we develop our love. So we become attracted to Krishna and naturally we develop our love for Krishna. So time and time again through different chapters, Srimad Bhagavatam is giving us this simple lesson. Very simple lesson. That is why it's so important to study Bhagavatam. Especially the Vedic literatures based on Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Because through that we can understand Krishna. We can understand the spiritual reality. We can understand our identity being spiritual. Life. Prabhupada's simple point was life comes from light. That's the basis of everything. Life comes from light. Whereas today's society, being influenced by demoniac understanding, demoniac propaganda, not even understanding. They don't have any understanding whatsoever. The propaganda. Life comes from matter. From matter, just life evolved, accidentally. But anybody with a common sense can understand this. That's never going to happen. Never matter will give rise to life. On the other hand, we are seeing how life is giving life. It is from living parents, living offsprings come. A seed of a tree, seed of a plant, is dormant. But it becomes alive in certain conditions. It's a seed that becomes alive. From a seed of an apple tree, another apple tree comes. And our challenge is, okay, you don't have to produce life, just create one apple seed. Just create one apple seed. With all your chemicals, just make one seed of an apple. And that apple seed will fall on the ground, a tree will come out. In the tree there are many apples. In those apples there are seeds. And in each seed there is a possibility of a tree. In those trees there are innumerable fruits. In those fruits there are seeds. In those seeds there are trees. In those seeds, there are trees. Can anybody ever create something like that? It's a common sense. But unfortunately, people today became so foolish. They don't consider that. Another thing is that no one actually makes that point to them. Prabhupada is making the point and we become aware. One day Prabhupada was taking prasad. I was serving him. I made some chutney out of a prune. Prune chutney. Prune is plum. When the plum is dried, it's called prune. So Prabhupada took the prune and then he held that seed and he told me, in this seed there is a tree. In that tree there are many fruits. In those fruits there are seeds. In those seeds there are trees. In those trees there are trees. And just a simple demonstration, and it became so clear. And then Prabhupada asked, can anybody create something like that? Only Krishna can create. Prabhupada would make this kind of all amazing points. One day he was holding an apple. He said, see how beautiful it is packed. Can anybody pack anything like this? Like the skins are like a packet. And inside that there's a fruit. Anyway, very fortunately Srila Prabhupada gave us the right knowledge. Prabhupada gave us this knowledge also in the form of these books, and they'll be there for thousands of years. And people will be benefiting from this knowledge. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Does anybody have any question? Yes, Vandini.
I'm sorry, I don't know if this question is appropriate, but there was something that I was always bothered about. In Brahma Samhita, Prabhupada uses lots of the sun analogy for so many things to explain. But in Brahma Samhita, there's one part where he says the sun is the image of the good soul.
Sun is the
image of the good soul. But nothing more is explained on that. And from my own, I was thinking it's like probably to do with the Chetadarpana process, where then the consciousness becomes purified. Then the soul kind of reveals itself like that. But I don't know.
You can look at it that way, but the way it came to me straight away, good soul is one who gives without taking anything. Look at sun. Only giving out and also taking from us. Right? Just giving. Giving the light. Can you imagine what would have happened to this world if sun was not there, giving out the light? And not only that, the sun's rays are generating the living source of the plants. Energy is absorbed from the sun. Right? The trees and plants. And from that we are getting the energy. All the energy source is actually the sun. Did you notice that? We need to consider the trees are absorbing the energy from the sun and storing it in their cells, right? And then when it burns, it comes out, that energy. And all the source of energy, right, the fossils, energy, everything is actually trees. Originally, the coal, gas, oil, petroleum, these are all coming from trees. So he's just giving. And a similar example we can give, the cow. What does the cow take? Just grass and giving milk. So this is the real goodness is in that. Giving without taking anything. Your servant. Who is that servant of mine? Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. When someone wants to surrender to Krishna, there might be emotional outburst in family. The response from family might make the person unstable in his determination to surrender. How can we remain firm and determined in such situation? How can we prepare ourselves to handle such situation in a better way? Yeah, a devotee wants to go to Krishna and Maya wants to pull him back. So what's the family? Ready? Family is Maya. Especially when the family doesn't want you to come to Krishna. But the families where they're helping them to come to Krishna, that is the real family. Okay, so what's your family saying? Remain in the good association. Stay with the devotees. Did you see the video of Brajendra Krishna's parents interview? So show that video to your And you see, why I say family is Maya? Because this attachment is Maya. Emotional, you use the expression, emotional. That emotional attachment is Maya. But with knowledge, if you look at it, simple consideration. Have you been here before? You had previously you were born in some other family. You had your parents. You had your family members. Where are they today? Do you remember any one of them? Same thing will happen in your next life. These family members, those who are, you are thinking to be so close to you, you don't even remember a single one. So do you want to develop a temporary relationship and get stuck with that, or develop a permanent relationship with Krishna? Tell me. Okay, so you got the message. How did you get it? Because you asked the question and I gave you the answer. Similarly, when you have any kind of dilemma, any kind of doubt, you ask the question to the devotees and they'll answer. Okay? answer will enlighten you. I am seeing quite a few new faces there. Where are you coming from?
About 130
kilometers
from
Rajgarh district. Okay, so how many of you came from Rajgarh district? Just you. How many are visiting here today? Where is he? Where are you from? I have been seeing you.
I'm from Bangalore, Maharaj.
You're from Bangalore? Okay. You're visiting?
We came for 3 days, me and my wife.
Okay.
We are initiated with the Swaminas, Devadatta Swaminas.
Okay, very good.
And the Chaitanya Karikari is
very good. Yeah, I've been noticing you in the Timasa. Can't say anything. Bhopal ke Mayapur base. Kitne, how many devotees came from Mayapur Bhopal base? 1, 2, 3. Okay. And who else came? Who else are visiting? You're from?
Gujarat.
Okay, yeah. Very good. That's why the room is so full. But I never expected that. Quite a few devotees couldn't come in at the beginning. Thank you all very much. So I was supposed to leave yesterday, but I became so sick, I could not take the flight. I had to change my flight, but I was very, very sick actually yesterday. But then Rupa Gaur Prabhu came and gave me some medicine, and I became cured. But today I have to go. If I didn't have, there are about 120 devotees from different parts of the world. I told them that I'll be with them for 3 weeks. 1 week in Vrindavan, 1 week in Jagannath Puri, 1 week in Mayapur. So otherwise I would have stayed for a few more days. Yeah. And it'll be for some time that I'll be away now. I'll be in Mayapur. Oh no, I'll be coming back actually. 25th of December. I'll come back for I think 5 days or 6 days. And then I'll be gone again for quite some time to go to Australia, then America, then GBC meeting. And after GBC meeting, I'll go back to America again. So, everyone, become Krishna conscious. So, where will your consciousness be? In your own mind? Our senses? Let the consciousness be projected to Krishna. And the way to do it is by thinking about Krishna all the time. This also was the subject matter of this chapter. These demons were always thinking about Krishna. Question actually was that how come Shishupal, in spite of being a demon, achieved liberation? Because he was always thinking of Krishna. So even if one thinks about Krishna in an inimical way, still he benefits. So by thinking about Krishna with animosity, if one can get this benefit, what to speak of when one thinks of Krishna favorably? So become very good devotees. And because that's the ultimate perfection of our existence. Thank you very much. Kuch kehna hai?
I am doing my work in election and counting some ballots. So my question is, how can I allow my Krishna conscious that time when I do my work in this material world as related on my job?
There are various ways of doing it. In your counting, you can say, one time Krishna. Yeah, to Krishna, hey, Krishna. Okay. Or else, actually, I was joking. What he can do is, जो करना है, वो करते रहो. बल्कि उसका फल जो है, वो कृष्ण करते हैं. जो कुछ कर रहे हो, जब जो जैसे जब करो सी जदसना सी जद जूह सी. कृष्ण नहीं कह रहे कि काम मत करो, कुछ मत करो, लेकिन जो कुछ करते हैं उसका फल कृष्ण को आता है. ठीक है, फॉर अ चेंज यू आर आस्किंग क्वेश्चन.
Srimad Bhagavatam is an elaboration of Bhagavad Gita. Is that true?
Not elaboration, the further is, not elaboration. See, elaboration means the same thing as expanded. But Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam is further development. Like Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is telling about himself. Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna's devotees are talking about Krishna.
So, my follow-up question was that, are there any specific concepts or chapters of Bhagavad Gita which have been expanded in the seventh canto specifically?
It's not like that. It's not expanded in that way. Rather, what happened is, Bhagavatam, sarva-dharman parityajya, mam ekam sharanam vraja. Sarva-dharman parityajya. Right? Dharma prajjita kaitavatra. Right? All these dharmas are prajjita. Krishna is telling in Bhagavad Gita, give up all those attachments. Bhagavatam is beginning when those attachments have been given up. You see, that is how we should link it.
This one is a little bit off topic. So, is the service to the cows different from the service to the devotees?
Look at the cow as a devotee. In the sense they are very dear to Krishna. Cows are dear to Krishna. So if you are serving the cows, Krishna will be pleased. Look at it that way. Like there is an English expression, you love me, you love my dog. It's not you love me and beat my dog. then do you think he'll win my favor? No. So, the object that is dear to me, when you love that object, then also you win my favor. Okay? Any more?
So. So, I've been thinking about it for a long time. May Lord serve target. 10th chapter, 34th verse of the Bhagavad Gita. So Krishna is saying Mrityu Sarvaharshan on the first line, and the next line is Priti Sri Varshana. So Prabhupada is saying about that these feminine qualities whoever possesses becomes very glorious. So I could not understand why Krishna is saying such contrast. First he's talking about how he is death and he devours everything, and the next line he's talking about how to get fame.
Yeah, that is, well, I know, I think of it. I didn't actually think of that. The way I thought, Krishna is giving the examples of how he is manifest in different types of things. Of the things that steals his death. Steals everything away from you. Right? That's Krishna. But then again, you know, of glories, he is. Of the trees, he is something. He is. Of the stars, he is. The best of them. Of best of everything. Of the thieves, he is the best thief. Death. Who steals everything? Right? So look at him in that way. He is the greatest in every sphere. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna.
Yeah.